hens are in the back garden, and Ella is totally amused, startled. I don't know, it's like the eyes light up and it's the imagination runs wild, and it's the what and the why, and you can see it, the cogs turning. And Bernie Goldback had suggested, Bernie's at Top Gold on Twitter, but he'd suggested that I do a piece of audio about what makes me happy, or what makes Ella happy. Come on, baby, here, stay with Dad. And I'm not too sure, really, how to answer that one. I know from a gardener's perspective, if I told you, apart from the hens and the dogs and all of those things, there's a pram with a 1 foot tall yellow and red sweeping brush and two babies in it and some Lego, and there's a wee little carry tray. It's obviously not a full-size pram, it's a baby's pram. And we have Wellingtons on because that's what she wanted to wear this morning, and because she wore them yesterday in bloom. And the things that make her smile, I don't know, on the happiness radar scale of 1 to 10, which would be the toppermost of the poppermost. But I know she likes smelling flowers. She tends to not sniff inwards, but just kind of blow outwards through her two nose holes. That's, you know, a very explicit type of description, I'm fully aware. But it does make her smile. And because of where we live, there's it's country roads, it's like Emmerdale Farm with less things in it. And when cars pass by, you tend to do that countryside kind of a wave thing. I'm reminded of Dylan Moran's sense of humour on country living. But Ella has started just recently to wave at any car, whether they can see her or not. The hedge is probably twice her height, and she waves, and I'll wave, and she'll be able to see them through the gap of the hedge, and they'll wave back, obviously at me, but she doesn't know that, and that makes her smile. I think recently, starting to taste things in the garden, it's a dangerous escapade in itself, because there is a large planter of flowers planted, and they're all seeds that are plants that will attract butterflies. But the foliage looks quite the same at this age of about 2 inches, 3 inches tall to the lettuce leaves, which are the ones that I'm handing her. But equally, I think under, if you're outside, you'll be under a watchful eye. But that knowing what you can't eat, or that you can't eat everything that is around you, is quite good. And I think the other thing that makes her smile is, I remember, this is a really funny one, but I remember growing up, my mom used to say that, you know, oh, if you're bold, there's the blackbird, and the blackbird will tell, go and tell my pup. And of course, mom would open the back door and the birds would fly away, and at the back of our house nested nothing but crows, so like it was full of only blackbirds, and the blackbirds were for when you were bold. Which I obviously was quite regularly. And the white bird obviously was when I was good. And I think now the story is that when Ella eats her dinner, that the bird, we see that the place is brimmed with birds, so you can hear them in the background. They're a little bit quiet at this moment in time, but usually they're more vocal. But you know, there could be 10, 15 birds in the garden at any one time. And I've put in a lot in the garden to encourage that, I suppose, as well. But I tell the birds to tell Nanny that Ella has eaten her dinner, and that makes her smile. And then when I get down off the chair and she gets down off her chair, the first thing she does now is picks up her bowl and hands it to Dad to help me in some way, put it away. And when she gets acknowledgement that that is a good thing, that makes her smile. And it's amazing how simplistic, to an extent, we've kept, or I've kept things for young Ella. I mean, she wouldn't have a whole lot of, she wouldn't have a whole lot of toys. She likes the musical instruments, and when I play the guitar, she, you okay, baby? What is it? The grass? Do you want to say hello? No, don't say hello. We just put her ear to the phone. But it's amazing how simplistic things are. The musical instruments make her smile. Dad plays guitar. And Ella will come over and strum, or else she'll pick up the ukulele, which obviously looks like a small guitar. And, excuse me one moment. Caffeine. And her godfather, Mick, well, his sister and her son got Ella a wee keyboard, which has an automatic couple of tunes in it. You know, the usual standard tunes that come embedded, if is that the right word, into a keyboard, and it plays Jingle Bells, a rendition of it. Not a rendition I grew up with, but it plays music, and that's good. And now she's learning to dance by watching her dad goof around the living room when Radio Nova play something like Led Zeppelin. And I think on that note alone, I think I'm of the opinion that she'll grow up with decent taste in music. And when I say decent, I mean not Shania Twain or any of that posse. Frisbee CDs, as I call them, as all they're good for, and recycling. And they do scare birds away. I'm of the opinion it's not the shiny surface that scares the birds away, it's the fact that the birds are aware it's a Shania Twain CD. I think they're the things that make Ella smile. And that and blowing kisses. And buttons on her jumper. And flowers on her jeans. And there you go. Okay, that's it. Take care. Have a great day. And Bernie, I'll chat to you shortly. Bye.